The Sentai Review, episode 100. I cannot believe we have been here for 100 episodes. All right, welcome back to the Sentai Review. I'm going to leave that in so I sound like an idiot. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Nick the Lone Paladin, and that guy is an idiot.
It's true sometimes. And the website isn't too bright either. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Alright, so it has been, now this is going to be crazy, it's been 100 episodes podcast. There have been a couple, this gets really crazy. There were certain episodes on the podcast that did not happen here on the channel for the YouTube. And at the same time, there were certain YouTubes that did not go to the podcast, like Knockoff Ranger Toys. Because really, I listened to that, and it's hard to listen to. Fun to watch, hard to listen to. It's just us laughing for like 20 minutes, and then we'll say, Batman! And it's really hard to listen to because I'm like, this is making me laugh, but I don't know why. And I can't imagine that any normal person that has no idea what we're looking at can say the same things we say. Well, so, yeah.
Because we're very unique individuals.
So,
yes, unique.
I'm pretty sure unique is not the word most people would
you
use.
Shut up. We're unique, goddammit.
And a couple of the comic book reviews ended up on the podcast, but not on the YouTube. So, I had to do some picking, choosing, sliding, moving, and finally, after a massive night of hardcore, like 2 days straight of nothing but editing, literally, I came home at 7 in the morning, edited till 10 in the morning, went to sleep, woke up, immediately come out here and got on the computer and continued to edit. I had to listen to episodes, watch episodes, download episodes, change certain episodes, re-tag things. And I got like 89 fucking things out of it. And then I had to whittle it down to what worked and what didn't work. And my original, because you'll notice that if you go to the podcast, the episode was 96. And then all of a sudden on the podcast, Green with Evil is 98. Well, that's because we made a rough estimate around 87 as to where we actually were. I counted on the computer. I looked it up. I did it in my head. And I was off by 2. So I was that close to getting the number exactly right. Now, when the podcast caught up and we corrected it, we were at 98. So then all of a sudden I was like, oh, fuck. We are already at episode 100 and I didn't even realize it. I thought we had like another weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Because when we were sitting down doing everything, I was looking at my calendar on my fucking phone. And I'm like, oh, well, when we record on April the 1st, that'll be, you know, we could sit down and try to get a meeting together while everybody's here and be like, oh, well, what do we do for episode 100?
And here it is.
And here it is. April Fool's, jackass.
No shit.
Today's 100.
Oops.
Fooled you.
No shit. Fucking April Fool's myself.
Yeah, and I got a fucking early April Fool's Day, too, when my ass ended up being sick with strep throat. And Bill's like, by the way, here's like 70-something episodes. Start tagging them for the podcast.
I was
and I'm like,
dropping
I'm glad I'm sick.
Yeah, I was like, I dropped a couple of episodes.
Fucking jackass. At least on the plus side, you now have a backup of every episode. Yep. I now have a backup of every episode.
And the website.
Yeah, and the website has a backup of every episode. So if somebody's hard drive or the website crashes,
feeling pretty secure, finally.
Yeah.
And all 5 podcasts are current. That means...
You're welcome.
...that if you're listening to this on YouTube, as many people do with the Sentai Review, remember, you could have got this 2 weeks early.
Yeah.
Literally. Because tonight, basically, or the next day or whatever, it only takes about a day and a half, maybe at the most, for him to get the episode that we recorded today on the podcast. So you get them earlier on the podcast. Can't see what we're talking about, but you get the shit earlier.
Yeah.
Just
so on shit like today where we're just talking random nonsense.
Great podcast
yep.
episode. Speaking of talking random nonsense, I put it out to the group and said, hey,
yep.
do you want to say shit to us? I didn't say it exactly like that.
No, you were like, does anybody have any ideas?
Here's the rules. As you go down the list and you read off the comments, make sure you put the names and don't change what they said. Like, don't paraphrase. Because I want to hear what people are saying, and I want them to get their credit for whatever their ideas were. And here's the thing. I cannot promise every episode, especially in the time that we have. If there's a topic that you dropped or requested that I can get to right now, I'm going to do it. However, if I can't do it, I'm going to the ready screens right now, and we are going to implant a document where I'm going to take down every single one of the ideas that happens to be dropped here, and my goal is to turn this into a normal thing that we will do. So maybe every 25 episodes, we might end up doing one of these where we just hang out, discuss where the show is, how it's going, and what the fans are requesting, and I will continue to add to this list so that we can continue to do not only the long-run episodes that we already have in mind, but what people are asking. Sometimes we won't be able to get them right off the bat. Like, people are wanting us to do things like go over the Go Rangers and whatnot.
Oh, Sentai Review one.
It's going to take us a minute.
Because Bill also posted on the
But I'm
going
to be adding it.
Ah, okay.
I'll go over there.
So, we have one of these things on Fandom Night, and one of these things was on the Sentai Review, so who wants to read one of these off to me?
All right, let's see. I feel bad for this guy because I'm going to fuck up his last name and I apologize. But
you can make Shane
it's...
do it.
Yeah, how
Shane
about that?
Shane can butcher names. Shane.
Come here, Shane. Butcher this name.
Shane, butcher a fan's name.
Wow. I only got one thing on Fan Night.
I think only one person. I posted it very, very late, and only one person probably knew it was there. Because Fandom Night's a lot busier than the Sentai Review. If you're on the Fandom Night group page and you're only here for Sentai, it is in your best interest to go to the Sentai group page where only Sentai stuff lives.
Oh, you mean like when people post Sentai stuff and ask Sentai stuff on the Fandom Night page?
Right, it does happen because we are Fandom Night. That's our network, and that's where everything links back to. So if you're just a big fan of Fandom Night in general, you can get everything we're talking about there. But if you're just here for one reason, like video games or something, you need to go to those pages.
Yeah, you got to put the net mic up.
All right, so I'm going to apologize ahead of time. Rick Gentusa.
Which looks about right.
Looks right, probably not. So I apologize ahead of time.
Anyway, so Rick asked the question, if you had the chance to cross over any Marvel or DC characters, well, Marvel/DC characters, with any Sentai/Kamen Rider, who would you guys pick?
Iron Man.
With?
I don't know any of them. It doesn't matter. He's Iron Man.
Are sure you don't want to throw in Doctor Strange?
If we did Doctor Strange, we would have to do that with, like...
Mystic Knight, or Mystic...
Yeah, the Mystic Knights.
Yeah, the Mystic
Rangers.
No, those are Mystic Rangers.
Yeah, the Mystic Rangers.
Is that just Mystic Force?
Yes.
Yeah, Mystic Force.
It's
like, we could do Doc Strange with them, but honestly... Actually, Iron Man with the In-Space Rangers. Or the Lost Galaxy.
I feel like he works in Kamen Rider better, because Kamen Rider is cyborgish.
That would work, too.
And even though Spencer's not here, he replied to that one saying Ghost Rider with any of the Kamen Riders. And then,
no, he didn't say with any. He picked one.
No.
Skull Rider.
No, Spencer said Ghost Rider with any of the Kamen Riders, and then Rick said, how about Ghost Rider and Kamen Rider Skull?
Dude,
to which Spencer found a picture of the two of them, like, pointing at each other, And he was like, this is beautiful.
Dude, it looks awesome. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I think I liked that one. I don't remember. If I did, I need to go back and do that. Because I thought that was pretty sweet.
Hold on, let me hit the button.
What do you got over there, Scott?
Christian,
read the
me,
one
and
guy.
Rick did.
Okay, the one guy. Christopher DeRose, if I got that right. Super freaking parody Rangers.
Yeah, super freaking parody Rangers.
And also that Prince of Tennis thing that should be for the pages.
But that was on Fandom Night.
Yeah.
So see, he's not in the wrong. He's asking a pages question alongside of it. Now, the super freaking parody Rangers is a super freaking parody of the Rangers, in case somebody somehow didn't know that. And I've been asked this many times to review this show. I've never seen an episode of it. I don't know what it is. I saw something about MTV Association or something like that. So I don't know what's going on with this show, but everybody wants us to watch this show. Super freaking parody Rangers.
Is it just like a web show that there was a while back? Or
I don't know. It has been added to our list. I promise we will actually be looking into what the hell that is.
All right. Well, then you could always hop over to the Sentai one, Scotty, and follow me. Because next in line would be from Christian Adams.
Oh, it's Ronan.
Yep.
I think Ronan. That is, yeah.
Who says, maybe another costume review on... Let's see, hold up. Maybe another costume review on VR Troopers or a commentary of another Power Rangers episode.
I think he might mean like Ark or something like that.
Eh.
Maybe like that White Ranger Ark or something.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ronan. Now we're costumes, mecha, shows,
villains,
riders, turtles, and VR troopers.
Could be
and
worse.
This keeps growing.
Just keep tossing it on the goddamn trash heap.
Well, it could have been worse. He could have thrown in Big Bad Beetleborgs.
That's already on the list.
I think that's what those Metal Warriors are that we've been requesting.
Yeah, that's what it's based off of, is Metal Warriors.
So, that is
like I said, that shit's already on the list,
too. That's been added. Now, the other thing he asked is, he said another one of those commentaries. I actually enjoyed doing that, and it did cross my mind that it would be nice to have some easy episodes. Maybe we should start at the beginning, not every episode, but maybe we should start at the beginning, watch episode one, do a commentary over it, and then start doing the main story arcs in chronological order that we can talk on or make fun of or whatever we're going to do. Because there's also like, okay, we did the Green Ranger one, Green with Evil. We should do Day of the Dumpster. We should do it.
Yeah.
And then on top of that,
we already did, but the problem is it's over on Reploid Productions and filled off of Shane's phone.
So we do it again.
So, yeah.
Do it again.
Except we don't choose the sparkly ABC edition.
Oh, my God.
Well, of course not. But we did it based off the DVDs when Bill first originally got them.
But anyways, we'll do that, and then I say we do the candle event. We could do the Green Ranger No More event. We could do an old friend returns where he came back after they all lost their power coins because they gave him to Goldar and Goldar betrayed them because he's evil. And then wouldn't be bad idea to do when the White Ranger first shows up, the replacement of the Rangers. There's plenty of these easy episodes where we could just come in and talk bullshit on the show.
Well, if you want to talk about bullshit, maybe the one with the Saban's Masked Rider cameo.
Yeah, that's an event we could definitely talk about. We could do more of those commentaries. They're simple as shit, and people seemed to enjoy them.
Even though it'll probably be a
until
pain.
YouTube pulled them
down,
exactly,
and pain
then, you
on
know.
YouTube.
Unless, yeah, but that's why they're up on the podcast. Go get it.
But those are still up on the YouTube, I think.
Yeah, I think the picture one is.
Yeah,
the picture one is,
the video one isn't.
I knew the video one was getting taken down. I knew that the second you said you were rendering it. I was like, there's no way that's going to make it. But this isn't a bad idea. This is something we could easily do, and there's more than enough material. And for that matter,
never enough.
Here's the problem. I wanted to think about doing it for Sentai, but if we're just sitting there reading, if we're just sitting there reading
the subtitles and
the subtitles, we're not going to be doing commentary. So we would have to watch it and then watch it a second time making the commentary.
Yeah.
So we'll figure out what we do there. Oh, shit.
Straight from the Fandom Night email.
The actual Fandom Night email got hit up.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
That never happens.
Zach Moore, Kamen Sentai, Go Rider, and Ninja Captor. Review these two costumes. We will.
We'll get there.
We are on our way. We do them as chronologically as we can do. Sir, I promise you, it is in the future. It is in the future. Did he send us some pictures of him?
Yes. Oh, shit.
Nice. See, it's sweet. A good thing we have the disembodied voice here today.
Awesome.
All right, so next up would be, I think, Nick, right? Because he's the one underneath.
Nick Martinez.
Of, yeah.
I was about to say, I didn't do nothing. You can't prove shit.
Yeah, Nick.
I can prove you did all of it.
Fuck.
Nick Martinez. Well, he's asking something that we're... Oh, well, actually, no. Review the Hishi... Ah, yeah, I definitely screwed that up. I think this is the original era Kamen Rider openings.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, because he wanted us to do all of the openers and everything.
People are still asking for that, and I'm still coming across one major problem. Copyright. Yeah. That music is copyright like a motherfucker.
I mean, even with the Sentai and Power Rangers, it's copyrighted.
If we put that on YouTube, they will flag us. And here's the weird thing. I've seen it on YouTube where there's no issue. But I promise you, if we put it on our stuff... Even if we're just talking over it, even if we're doing commentary, they will flag it. So I don't know how to do it.
That? We make Shane sing the actual music for the opening, and we turn the volume down on the opening.
Why? So we can get goddamn smooth McGrooved?
We'll be all right. We'll be fine. You can't copyright it because Shane was doing it.
Yeah.
I do want
Shane,
to do
you're
this.
Up for that? He's giving me a death stare.
I do want to do this. I just don't know how to do it yet.
Yeah, the openings for Kamen Rider and Sentai.
Because we also talked about another possibility. We said, well, why don't we do it on the podcast? Well, there's another problem there. If you do that kind of stuff on your podcast and it gets flagged, that's not flagged from YouTube.
Yeah.
You understand? That's when courts might be involved and we might get a desist notice... That literally shuts down the website, and I can't risk that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we're going to do yet. We have discussed the possibility of posting these reviews in parts on, say, VidMe, because if they shut that down,
oops,
fuck it.
Yeah.
We're not even over there anyway. Yeah. So we might post up like a random video one day that just says, VidMe, Super Sentai... Go there today, and that's it. That'd be the whole
link in the description.
Episode. Yeah, link in the description. Get it now because it's probably getting flagged, and then somebody could go over there.
That's when we can actually post more stuff that'll fit in there.
That, yeah. Or if we ever decide to, I don't know.
I said we'd break it into parts.
Do a DVD. Oh. We could just set that up as like, hey, special DVD crap.
No, because it's still copyright. It's just like when you buy the AVGN, he had to remove a lot of stuff from his reviews that was copywritten.
Damn it.
Yeah.
A lot of the music and movie scenes and like funny jokes that he made don't actually show up in the
DVDs.
Yeah.
Because technically speaking, he will be distributing the copyrighted material at that point, which is hardcore legal shit.
We could just pass around a flash drive.
What? Do fucking sandwich bag games again?
Oh yeah, you know, just do a couple flash drives, just mail them off for free and be like, pass it to your friends, and then send them back.
Put this on your YouTube. You deal with legal shit.
No, just put it on
tag
your
us
okay. So you can watch it.
I'm going to apologize in case I stutter and mess up a lot. My eyes are playing hell on me, because I'm literally at 2.5 or 3 hours of sleep. But I'm going to read this other email. We have Aaron Juergens. I'm almost positive that name is right.
Okay.
I don't want to be wrong, but I'm almost positive that's who this is. Says, how you guys doing? I'm a new fan. Found the Sentai review on YouTube and had a few suggestions for costume reviews. You kind of went through all the Sentai stuff, and I thought about other shows similar to Super Sentai that you can rip into via the costumes. I am a fan of the Super Sentai, and a while back I wanted to know about the competition. So here are some suggestions. I'll try to include pictures with the name of the show. You should be able to cut out the captions for YouTube if you decide to review them. No biggies. If you just roll your eyes and decide not to do it, there are a few. This one is Ban Kid. A description is in the picture caption. I'm just going to send you a bunch. Sorry if it's too much. This guy wants us to go over Ban Kids, Ensign Esgar, and then there's a lot of images that I have to click in order to get to the other stuff. Can you... Oh, shit, he's not fucking around.
So the last one you did was Nick Martinez, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Technically we're on Jesse.
I'm totally okay with that episode.
Yeah, no, so am I. Just because I want to see how bad Shane would freak out.
Oh, it'd be great. No, it's okay, because we can just make that special costume that I said that we should make him in the last episode.
So I'm guessing it's mostly like other Sentai from other countries and stuff like we... kind of covered before.
Yes.
New Sentais.
Well, I was about to say, considering the fact that it's other country Sentai, we did say we could always, you know, get around to doing more of those as well.
It's just more pictures.
Oh, are you just going to pull it up on the big screen so we can actually
see what the fuck?
Read it.
Bat cow?
Yeah, fat cow, and then you'll do the email thing up at the top, and then punch in a bunch of letters and numbers for...
emails are exactly the same, just with more pictures.
Huh.
Bat dog.
Go ahead and do another one.
Okay.
Well, hold up, Nick will go up.
Okay.
So, another one from the Sentai Review one is... Jesse J. Hardy, they said we should do an episode in cosplay. I for one, enjoy this idea, as does Seth.
Yeah, I approve. In fact, we should almost do that at the convention.
Yeah,
dude, that's our panel next year. Just do Sentai Review and do it all in cosplay.
If we started prepping for that now, it might be possible, but damn, that is...
ridiculous.
Those costumes
are
expensive. Interesting.
I could build us helmets, I just need cardboard.
Fuck, you kidding me? I'm just going to take some cardboard and some goddamn colored pencils and just make
gonna,
a fake-ass Megazord.
He's going to write Sentai on his fucking...
Fuck no, I'm going to make me like a shitty box goddamn robo. Just go as a Zord.
That's legit.
Besides, I still need the cardboard anyway because I'm going to be walking around with free shrugs.
Free shrugs.
Fuck yeah.
Can I get a free shrug?
Anyway, I'll say you're up next, Scotty.
Okay, wow. Pascal Benjamins. Watch a few episodes from shows that you guy gave a bad review.
I think you meant guys.
Yeah. Yeah, watch a few episodes from the shows that you guys gave a bad review to.
I actually like this idea. What the fuck is that?
That is a Ban Kid monster.
That is fuck.
So, the small picture that's there...
this
needs
to happen.
That is, like an overlord from Mars Attacks, maybe?
That's great.
No idea. Either way, some of these pictures, if we're going to be looking at them and commenting on them, they need to be saved and given to Scotty.
I'm already
doing it.
Good.
So that was a Ban Kid monster. That dude is, too.
That's not the right one, Bill. Stop fucking up.
What are you doing?
Oh, dude, those guys look sweet.
The Ban Kids?
Okay, these are the Ban Kids. Ox Blue, Dragon Yellow Man, Rabbit, Female Yellow, Swan Pink... Pegasus Red. Look at how tiny that motherfucker is right there.
Yeah.
That is most certainly tiny child unit.
Or maybe it's just standing really far in the back.
Also, you could see this dude's dick. So there you go.
Man.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was about to say, those suits aren't actually that terrible,
Those suits are pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah, I could dig that. I'm digging those Ranger-type people right now. I kind of want to watch that show.
Epic fog explosion.
Yep. Sometimes...
Oh, my God, I have no clue what is happening to this poor man.
They're beating the shit out of some dude in
like,
a devil mask.
She's stepping on his nuts while she twists his ankle, and this guy grabs his arm. He's like, oh, my God.
Actually, technically speaking, that's a wrestling move, but that's that's beside the point.
I said she. I have no proof that anything on this team is a he or a she, except for I saw the Red Ranger's dick. So,
but yeah.
And he's covering that up.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's one of the things this dude wants us to go over. Keep going. Go on to the next.
Okay with that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Next up is, and I'm going to apologize because I'm probably going to fuck up your first name, guy, but...
It's Danielle.
Oh, okay. Well, fine Danielle? Then. So Danielle Jean-Pierre says, you guys should talk about your thoughts on the possibility of Tommy Oliver being a female in the next Power Rangers movie. And if so, how would this affect the Power Rangers timeline as we know it? What would be different about it?
It would be really easy. It'd be super easy. Because instead of ending up with Kim, Jason would be banging Tommy.
No. Nope. I actually see this. If they want to push the envelope, and Tommy comes in and Tommy is a Green Ranger female, the relationship will be with Trini.
Yep.
Oh, that would work too.
Because remember, LGBT shit.
Because so, they've already situated that Trini is the LGBT representative. And if Tommy came in and there was bound to be a relationship, rather than put him with Red, if Red actually ends up with Kim, let that alone and let it happen. There's a lot of fan pictures out there that have always been demanding it and always been wishing it would have happened. Let it happen and let this happen.
Yep.
And as for a female being the Green Ranger, why not? Really, is there a legitimate reason why it can't happen? Because boobs can't wear dragon shields? Like what?
No.
You know what I mean? Is there a legitimate reason to not let it happen?
There's only one legitimate reason that I can think of, but it's technically a bullshit, dog shit fucking reason, and it's only because I looked at this hater over here. All female Ghostbusters. That would be the only reason is fans would lose their shit because that movie apparently sucked ass.
That is a little different.
Different dog shit.
But mostly for me, it's like, okay, they're probably gonna, if they do that, it'd be like forcing like how they changed in the comic books. The new Wally West, the newer one, is black because they want to make him black.
And I like him.
But because they wanted to make diversity. It's like, you don't need to do that. You had some other...
I guess I get that, but it's not...
There's two Wally Wests anyway.
They
didn't replace one Wally with another Wally. Both Wallys are still in the comic.
I don't see that it would be forcing diversity. And here's the thing. People are going to lose their shit if he turns out to not be a guy. And the reason is because you grew up... And it's going to come from both fields. One, dudes grew up and he was the dude they wanted to be, okay?
Yep.
And girls grew up and that was the dude they wanted to have. And I know this because every other girl I've ever talked to always comes down the same thing. Oh man, I had such a thing for Tommy. I had such a thing for Tommy.
Is that true?
So it wouldn't surprise me... Yes. In the least, that ends up happening.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a guy. I feel like there's been a lot of rumors about making it a girl, but I feel like it's going to be a guy.
I had a thing for Trini before the trap.
Yeah, before you realize that the... Yeah. I don't know. At the end of the day, I don't really give a fuck one way or another as long as the movie is as good, if not better, than the fucking movie we saw was.
I don't see it would change anything.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what can a Green Ranger girl not do that the Green Ranger guy did?
crickets.
I would say pee standing up, but technically she
don't
can still
get
do
into that again.
Just be a lot of splashing
don't
on the boots.
Don't get into that again.
What? I missed something.
We're not
earlier.
Doing that again.
Hey Seth, let's do that again because I must have missed this.
Really, don't worry about
I don't,
it.
I don't see that it would change anything. A female Green Ranger can still have powers and lose powers and become a White Ranger.
Yeah.
But we kind of had that already.
What do you mean?
When Rita was a Green Ranger, so...
Yeah, but
well,
she
well, we've
didn't
already had
the...
Tommy already.
Yeah.
But in this movie, continuity... whatever.
Continuity.
Yeah.
You got it.
You were
good,
right.
Dude.
But, yeah, in the movie's timeline, we didn't already have a guy, Green Ranger. We just had a woman.
Right.
Yeah, but that was also Zordon's Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just...
Because, you
I,
know, Zordon's Rangers are the best in the galaxy. Oh, wait. They're all dead.
I just don't see... I don't see any issue with it at all. But I know how fans are. We are fans. We complain about stupid shit. We do. It's been proven. People tried to stop... the 1980s Batman movie. They did not want Keaton to do it.
Because they didn't
all
want
of a sudden,
Mr. Mom being their Batman.
All of a sudden, yep. He was the greatest fucking thing ever, and for an entire generation of people, that was the Batman. Then they're talking about Batman Begins. Batman basically won't even be in the movie until the very end. People lost their shit. You can't do that. You can't do a fucking Batman movie. We've already seen the origin story. I don't want that shit. It's going to suck. Then
and
all of a sudden,
awesome.
Here it comes, and it's one of the best fucking movies ever. And
yep.
Then, look, remember, and I'm sorry if I'm stepping on sacred cow territory, but remember when they announced who was going to play the fucking Joker? Do you remember the outcry against the Joker?
Yep.
And I'm not talking about Leto.
Yep.
Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody lost their shit. They were like, Ledger
nobody,
cannot do it.
Nobody wanted
they
that.
Heard over
nobody
Mountain?
Wanted that.
Yes. Yes, they were pissed off because he's
they were extremely
fucking,
butthurt.
Yeah. Much like with Wolverine, they were like, we're going to have a fucking Aussie being a goddamn... No, fuck that.
He's
that
too
ain't
tall.
Nothing but some dog shit.
People, yep. Said, people said he was too tall, they don't want a dancer, Broadway has no place in the X-Men.
Yep.
And but yet, everyone was like, oh shit.
Fucking 20 years running,
yep.
Guess who Jack. Is Wolverine?
Well, not anymore.
Even though he's not doing the role, he will still be known as Wolverine.
Yeah.
He'll be Wolverine till he dies,
just like
Luke
the guys
Skywalker.
Who were the doctors.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mark Hamill is like a dual role. He's Luke,
he's
Skywalker,
Luke Skywalker,
and for an entire generation, he is also the Joker.
The Joker.
And yet Luke Skywalker will forever overshadow every accomplishment he'll ever make, even the Joker.
Yep.
It's just the way it is. It's yep. Like these people... These people play these roles like Star Trek, and then they think they're going to go be something else.
But they don't.
You're Spock now. Period.
Enjoy.
No matter what you do from this day forward, no matter how great you are, you're Spock now.
Yeah. Bones will always be Bones, even though he was the greatest Judge Dredd ever put on film.
Hey,
he's still going to be fucking Bones.
And Emma Watson will always be known as Hermione.
Yeah.
And speaking of that idea right there, Bones was such a good Western actor, he got the fucking Golden Boot Award, and still, he's Bones.
Yeah.
Nobody remembers Western McCoy.
Yep.
That's just the way it is.
Western McCoy.
Oh, shit. But anyway.
It's because of this nostalgia branding that we will not allow ourselves to see Tommy as a girl.
Yep.
And it's nothing more than that. There is nothing that Tommy did that a female could not do in the same role, the same way.
Yep.
You want to tell me that some girl can't date Kimberly? Because she can.
Yep.
Want to tell me some girl can't spin and kick? Because she can. Want to tell me some girl
can't
lose
her... Well, I don't know
about
three times in a row, though.
Some girl can lose her... Some girl can lose her powers.
Actually, no. I just thought of that. If it is a female Green Ranger, she's going after Jason. Because there's got to be that little thing between...
Oh, that tiff bullshit, yeah. Like at the beginning of the fucking movie where we were figuring that Rita and Zordon were fucking, and then all of a sudden Zordon started fucking
maybe
the Aquatar.
It is possible, but if Tommy comes in as a girl, they may just leave that be. Red might finally get his pink because... Yeah, that sounded really bad, didn't it?
Red's getting some pink.
I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, my.
You can look it up right now. You can go online, type Jason Kimberly. You will find millions of fucking images that people wanted this idea so badly, and it never happened. And they're even pointing at it in the comic books now, because the dude writing it felt the same way, that should have happened before Tommy came in doing spin kicks and stole the woman.
Yeah, in the last comic book. It got brought up between Jason and Kim.
That's what I mean.
I don't
know.
The only thing, though, is the more that we talk about that, like, I instantly go to, and this is something that, like, Scott and only a handful of other people would think of. I keep going back to ECW Tommy Dreamer.
Oh, no.
I'll take them both. I'm hardcore.
I don't see a difference. I don't see that. In fact, I see it just like everybody. Everybody wanted, and I don't even like to bring this series up, but I'm gonna bring it up. Everybody wanted Naruto and Hinata. Everybody wanted that. It simply wasn't going to happen until it was finally became such a fucking internet craze that the writer just kind of made it happen.
You mean kind of like how a lot of people were wanting Harry Potter and Hermione Granger?
Yeah.
Would have made a little more sense then.
And they even hinted at it in the movies. I don't think there was much hint at all in the books, but they hint at it in the movies that it could have been, but wasn't.
Yep.
And that's just the way these things are. But here they have a chance. They could do this for the fans of that idea, but then the rest of the fans are going to say, Tommy's with Kimmy and that's the way it's always going to be. It's just like fucking Mary Jane and Peter Parker. But yet, there's another group of people in that same argument that say
Gwen Stacy
should have been with Spider-Man.
Gwen Stacy was his first love.
And that Gwen Stacy should come back and they should fix that and they should boot the redhead to the curb. These are the kind of arguments that happen in every fandom, and they're happening here in ours.
Yep.
And that's just the way it is.
Yep.
This is a battle that will take place. I don't see an issue with it. Millions are going to.
Yeah, exactly.
The legendary fandom war.
But anyway, so technically next up will be you, Nick, and we're on our rail fan. Or did you put your phone away?
I had to put it on the charger. It was
okay, then, Scotty, you're up with our rail fan.
Our rail fan?
Rails.
If we're doing a 100th episode...
Well, hold on, we should explain the rail fan. The rail fan is Noel Olivares. Been around for quite a minute.
And on YouTube, he changed his frickin' name...
Yeah.
...after he saw our show... to become the rail fan. And I remember when I saw it, I was like, did he just do that because of our episode?
It
blew my mind. It literally blew my fucking mind because...
We're just a bunch of random jackasses in Illinois talking shit randomly.
Right, and we hit such a
no
chord.
No offense, we love that you guys are fans, but for fuck's sakes, we're just a group of jackasses.
But it's also YouTube, and nobody gives a fuck what your username is. You know how many times I come across... something like sexy lady 69 with X's on both sides and then a question mark somewhere in there.
But this dude is special. His name was specifically changed because of Fandom Nights Sentai Review.
Which is baller.
He literally heard our episode, was looking for a name change anyway, and he was like, dude, I'm going to become the rail fan.
Yep.
And the first time he commented, because he'd been commenting on our videos for a while, and then he commented, and I saw rail fan on his name, and I was like, shit, is that for us? Like, I even asked him, and he was like, yes, it is. It's for you. I was like, yes. Fucking yes.
We have some of the
which is why
people.
Like me and Bill are friends with his ass on Facebook.
Yeah. We just refer to him now as the rail fan.
Yep.
But I'm probably going to be reading these typos that he was doing. If we're doing a 100th episode, they is had to be a review for the very, very first show of Sentai. Go Rangers, and how far has the Toei and Sentai franchise evolved over the past 41 years now?
It's a couple minutes.
How it has impacted not just Japan life, but lives all over the world.
That could be an episode.
Yeah. I apologize. I did miss a part of that. You want us to talk about the evolution of Sentai as it started
from
in Go Ranger?
OG episode one, Go.
Well, along with the review of the first.
And he wants a review of the very, very, very first show. So basically, an entire review on Go Rangers, and then a discussion on how far it's come from
it's
Go
evolved.
Rangers all the way up to now with Q Ranger.
And then 41 years of evolutionary technology.
It has been added, and yes, that is actually something to talk about. I find it very interesting, because I watched about 14 episodes of Go Rangers, and it is different. This show has changed a lot, like hardcore a lot. And it will be very interesting to finally review this show and talk about where it was and where it is. It will be very interesting. Just so you know, the reason I had to be retold your question, though, is because...
You were still stealing pictures.
Is it Aaron or Aaron Juergens?
I think it's Aaron.
Aaron.
We got your message. It keeps giving you warnings, because I've been reading. He keeps resending, because it keeps telling him that we're not getting his attachments. We just looked at his pictures. We got the attachments.
Yeah.
He's getting messages from the email saying that his attachments were not sent. So he keeps resending.
Probably because he's adding too many.
Well, we got them.
Yeah.
We got them. We got them. We went over a couple right here. We will then assemble a review on that at some point. We're going to have to go back and do it, but yeah.
All right, are we ready for the last comment? The last comment to that was me!
What?
Literally, I'm the last comment.
Oh,
the last comment is from Seth Lovell, myself, and I said, short notice, because I sent this yesterday. Like yesterday afternoon before I went to work, I said, short notice, but if anyone has that list of Shane giving zeros, now would be the time to throw it down. I said, you guys and girls would have less than 24 hours to get it done, because we record tomorrow afternoon. However, as a side note, all of your ideas are some good shit, so we'll have a tough time picking. I only say making Shane relive all the stuff that he thought sucks, because we at Fandom Night, and you the fans, love hearing him suffer. That's why Shane Butcher's names and Shane, It's Christmas Morning, are hits with everyone. His suffering brings us all great joy.
Wow.
I believe I'm a sub-comment in there.
Yes, you are a sub-comment that says, indeed, and Jesse is another one that says, I hear him suffer at work almost every day, followed by a bunch of ellipses.
Yeah, we work with Jesse.
Any chance for us to make each other suffer always brings great joy, especially to Bill.
Especially
until Pyramid Toy shows up.
Especially when Nick gets so pissed off he sounds like Gilbert Gottfried, and when I get pissed off that there's 13 motherfuckers necessary to beat one motherfucker.
So is that the comments we got for this one?
That was everything
we
got.
Sometimes we have a guy, and then a volcano.
And then, Volcano guy.
Okay.
And sometimes
so
we have
you for that
hold on.
Shit.
And sometimes we have a guy, and we have a podcast. Podcast guy.
No, that one wasn't that good.
No, it was.
It was when Bill did it on Pages.
Yeah, on Pages, I was talking about how all these podcasts I'm listening to are like,
what's the matter,
like,
is Ziggy fucking up over there?
They're like 100 episodes, 200 episodes, 300 episodes, and they're all highballing. And I was like, we've been on the air for 8 years. We have 5 shows, all approaching 100. That means we are at over 500 episodes.
In not even a full year.
And not to mention all the old shows.
Yep. I was like, podcast guy.
All right, so now with the context, it was good.
Yeah.
But,
hey, I had to make the reference to Bill so he'd remember.
So, we got a little bit more time here on the special episode. This show has come a long way.
Yeah.
Like,
no
if you go
shit.
Back and watch the first video where we didn't think this was going to be anything, so we just threw
shit together.
Like, all I did
I remember,
for that
was
first
I
episode.
For episode one? I think
yes.
It was.
The only thing I
Hold
did
on,
for that episode was I literally took the 12 images, dropped them, stretched them, hit print. That's it. It wasn't even. I thought the show wasn't going anywhere. We literally. That was the first review episode, and I was like, "This
yeah,
isn't going to."
The first review episode actually covered a lot of
episode.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah, I was like, "This
episode
this isn't
one,
going anywhere."
Episode
so I'll just
one,
quickly get it done.
Yeah, episode one was 1975, 1977, 1979, 1980. 81 and 82. So we literally went from Go Rangers to Goggle V,
which has literally been bitten up into sections now.
Yeah.
So it's not one big long.
Yeah, because
episode.
If you go to like the podcasts or even the costume reviews, that's literally episodes 1 through 6.
But the actual reason the show started is because Shane's car sucked ass.
Yep.
In let's Chicago. Everybody, let's everybody, let's hear it for Shane's car.
No, Shane's
sucking
old car.
Ass.
Shane's
yeah.
old car.
Damn right.
Yeah, his old piece of shit car that his brother now owns.
Yeah. That car
it's your problem now, buddy.
That car is literally the reason we do this show, Shane. Your shitty mobile transportation unit is the reason we started this show.
Well, the only reason why we actually started doing any of these things is because of a really shitty Prince of Persia movie.
Yeah, that's
that was the
true.
First review we ever did.
Yeah, and before that, I was doing Days Off on
yeah,
my personal
Bill was,
channels.
Bill was doing a vlog on his personal channel
yep.
referred to as
The
Days
Off.
And
then my editing helped, too.
But yeah, that's actually what started all of this. In terms of this show, what started it was Shane's car breaking down in Chicago.
You are all very welcome.
Except for your car.
Hey, Shane, when are we going up to Chicago next?
Your car will make it now, to be
yeah,
fair.
You have a good car now.
I'm hoping that we can go up there for Distant Worlds. If it's
oh,
still...
shit.
Yeah. Well, we got kind of fucked.
It's terrible.
Because we
I
won't
do it.
We were going to get VIP tickets.
It's a trap.
It was going to be like mine and Shane's birthday stuff. Just late birthday because Nobu... For people who have not watched our other shit, if you happen to go through, I don't know, 90% of the Final Fantasy Legacy, I think I've mentioned it almost every episode, Nobu Matsu is my hero. And that's why I am so big on music stuff, is because I absolutely loved his compositions and stuff. So he was supposed to be up at Distant Worlds, or is supposed to be, but the only way to meet him is the VIP tickets. And we weren't able to order those in time. Because by the time Shane remembered, because he was sick as shit, yeah. Speaking of sick as shit, apparently Seth almost died walking in after Shane.
Yeah, I just went in to take a piss, because that's my third fucking tea of the day, and whoever just took a shit needs to Febreze the inside of their asshole. Fuck, man. Leave the fan on. There's no windows in that bathroom.
It's
dickhead.
So it's so awful.
Shane reeks the bathroom.
So.
Ask not for who the ass blows. It blows for thee. It's a fucking poem.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy. You want to talk about old school? Shane is taking a shit.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
No,
technically.
It was
professional.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna do this. We're gonna get through this. We're gonna be professional. Damn it! All right, everybody, reset, reset. All right. Take three. Fuck are you doing? Reading Pokemon, taking a shit.
Jack,
taking a shit.
Oh, this is the best.
What'd you point at?
The phone.
7 o'clock. What?
It's 7 p.m. The phone
oh,
turns
that's
on.
Right, because fucking Jack's... That's right.
To be fair, he had his sister's birthday party. He said he believed he would be done around 6:30.
Yeah.
This is an old friend of ours. way back on the podcast, like Final Fantasy Flash. If you go to Legacy of Gaming on the podcast, Final Fantasy Flashback 1 is that far
he's
long
the Jack
ago.
Of Spades usually goes by Jack. Most people usually do go when they're jacked.
Yeah. That was one of the first jokes ever.
Yeah.
This show has done a lot. Like, and not just this show. I gotta be honest.
I was about to say, us as a group has done
a
lot.
We're on, what, year 8 or 9?
This is 8.
Is this
8?
Because I know we started it the year that I got back from the Army.
We started it on my, what is it, like, it was in October on, like, my 21st, because we were all living in the same apartment complex.
It was whenever the Prince of Persia movie came out.
Yeah. Yeah, which would have been...
Which was the year I got... No, that was... No, that's before I left for the Army, because I was working at Sears.
I want to say the Prince of Persia movie came out in 04.
Shane, when was Prince of Persia movie?
Hold on.
Shane.
I don't have a phone. Yeah, Shane. You should know this.
Yeah, you should know.
Terrible
you know fucking,
movie.
You know dates.
Yeah, you're the date man.
We were living when we first moved in together.
Yep, we were at Forest Park.
I believe that it was 2010.
If he's right, 7, we are in our year 8. Because it started before that.
Oh, no, I wasn't at Sears. I was at Walmart.
That was
it was the year that I got
That was our first group review, but I started advertising
the year after.
For the show that we were going to start on my channel, and I voiced the character of R for the first 2 previews before we ever released a video.
I remember trying to get distortion shit for that to work. That was a nightmare.
Yeah,
because
it says Reploid Productions preview was 6 years ago off the Reploid Productions channel.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be 7 years, I believe,
so
in May.
So let me fandom with Reploid Bill.
Yep.
No, next month or June will be 7 years.
Videos.
You won't find fandom. Nope. My old channel is gone. It's so old.
Really?
Yeah.
There used to be a Reploid Bill.
Oh,
with
yeah,
days
right.
off,
it
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Channel.
Well, hold up. Let me go to ZMV Productions. It might be saved in
oh
there.
Oh, my God.
People,
truth be told, that was where I started all this shit in terms of editing and whatnot. Yeah, ZMV Productions.
Yep, that was me and Bill making music videos.
Yep.
Like the 9 different music videos I made to the only footage I had, which was the fucking, what was it, the opening sequence to Tekken 6 or some shit.
That's where we started learning our first steps in editing and whatnot. And this show has done a lot. I've learned a lot of sound equipment shit. I've learned a lot of editing. Scott, I've noticed, has come a long way in his editing. If you watch some of the earlier stuff when Scott first took over the editing for me, you can see a distinct difference from where I left off and went off to do something else, and Scott picked up. It wasn't as good, and I'm not shitting on him. That's just the way it is.
Well, I've also
had a lot
dropped
more...
the Fan Night Sentai review things on the side, too. So.
I had a whole lot more experience at the time, but Scott came over here on at least once a week basis, and he said, I don't know how to do this. And he would sit down and be like, how do I do this? How do I make this happen? How does this work? Why this? How do I do that? How do I fix this audio? And slowly but surely, especially if you're watching the episodes now, Scott has gotten way better. The show has benefited from Scott's continued use of the program.
I am very proud of Scott, because when I asked for lightning, by fucking God, I got me some fucking lightning!
Was that a pain in the ass? I don't know if you've ever done anything like that one
Scott,
before.
No, I just
thank
found
you
like
for
a,
my lightning.
Found a lightning like a little, gift?
Lightning gift, yeah.
Yep.
He just threw that shit in, and then he zoomed in. More lightning, like, yeah!
Which we're going to leave all the editing and shit up to Scott, because seeing as how my computer only just got back to me a little while ago, if I were to do all the editing, it would be off Windows Movie Maker.
Ooh. And that's how
I started.
Yeah,
that's some low quality
shit. That's how we all started.
Yeah, that's how we all started.
That's Bill, where I started, yeah.
Bill showed me how to do... I only made, I think, 2 or 3 music videos, and
May
then we ended up losing them.
May 28th, 2010 for Prince.
Our friend Craig
Prince.
Made a music video with us doing Windows
May 28th, 2010 was the release of Prince of Persia.
So May 28th will be 7 years.
Was that
and
in
we were there before that.
In theaters.
Yeah. That's when we hit theaters,
almost,
we saw it in theaters.
Almost a month and a half before that, we dropped the R preview. And I was already doing the vlog videos advertising that the review show was coming almost 3 or 4 months before that.
And I remember seeing those videos.
Yeah, because I used to do a series called Days Off.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it. I remember. Yep. I remember doing that.
I'm in a couple of those.
I debated.
Yeah.
I debated for What's Up. I died in a tree. Because we have the What's Up Fandom Night, and those are real. We have What's Up Fandom Night. That is a real easy editing job. I debated bringing Days Off and calling it Film Days and just recording small sections in between what we're doing and dropping that in the What's Ups.
I've almost thought about bringing back Sario Says just as an excuse to like bitch because I got tired of trying to play a game.
You don't need an excuse to bitch. You just bitch.
Okay. technically speaking, Sario Says I moved over to my own channel and was doing it as a Let's Play where I could sit around and bitch about like all the shit that's going on in my life. Because the depression and shit.
Oh, I know.
Like, you know, the other day when I went and hung out with that slut who basically told me, yeah, no, you ain't good enough to be with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you told me about that.
And I was like, wow, even a full-grown whore who fucking fucks for money doesn't even want to be with me.
You are... You just darked up the Rangers.
I'm making it like the movie. We gotta get dark and have troubles.
Scott, lightning.
Listen.
He just dropped that independent Power Rangers
on
us. Yeah.
Zach had a powerful moment, and you ruined that.
You ruined.
Man,
his mom is dying,
I don't know if my mama's gonna make it. This bitch won't fuck me.
What? No, I never said that.
That did an about face pretty quick.
Okay.
I never said that, but anyway.
Man, our Sentai review went to What's Up.
I remember the first
video
I was in.
Okay, whoa. What?
I remember the first video I was in. I believe it was that R preview.
No, R preview was only...
It was just the R thing. R is taking over.
The R logo was created by Jason...
Yep.
I did the voice.
And I tweaked the fucking audio to high heaven and back.
He tweaked the audio.
Because that's... I had the way to actually work it so we can get the modulation to work, which is also how I was able to do the voice of death for the episode that never existed.
The preview went out, the episode never got made.
Yeah.
Our taking over was the first... the skit that we did that was...
We're taking over.
Yes, because I was one of the. I believe that was one of the first times I was on camera, and I was on. I was upstairs with
you.
Were upstairs with me playing
Rainbow Six Vegas.
No, I could have sworn the first time you were on camera was for the Prince of Persia.
It was for the Prince of Persia because you were really awkward about it.
I thought we filmed the R is taking over.
No, we didn't. We didn't do that one until like damn near close to like season two.
Because by that time we had Greg and everybody in it. Greg was not there during the Prince of Persia or the Back to the Future talks.
Because there was Prince of Persia, Back to the Future, and the Lost episode.
Back to the Future 2 never came out.
Right.
I don't know what happened to it.
Wasn't that around the time that your computer fucked up the first time?
Maybe that's what happened.
I thought that was released as a trilogy.
It might have been.
I thought it was released as a trilogy.
All I ever got was we got Back to the Future 1 fully reviewed. We recorded Back to the Future 2. It never went out. I don't know what happened to it.
That's a shame.
Something happened with the camera.
We talked about Extendo Bat and everything.
Biffco
makes Extendo Bats.
Yep. Best company ever.
Yep.
And hoverboards are fucking pimp.
Yep.
Just don't go over water with it. You're never going to move.
And then I remember being like, what if it fucking rains?
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, because
you can still push off. But he was in the water. He was like, I can't fucking move. And he kept kicking his foot through the water. He's like, why am I not moving?
Well, that's the reason I brought it up, because he doesn't actually kick off the ground at all when he's on the hoverboard. He just moves his foot and he goes.
Like a skateboard. So, but
it's basically a kickstarted in the water.
But water was all, no, he never kickstarts. When he gets on the board, he kicks his foot to the side of the board and it just goes, like it knows he should go.
Yeah.
So like when he gets in the water and I'm like, it doesn't work. What if it fucking rains?
Actually, that happened at the end of 2 and the beginning of 3, so.
Yeah, it did.
It was a downpour, so.
But never when the hoverboard was
being
used.
Yeah, but never when the hoverboard was being used. Because even when he's chasing after the even when he's chasing after Biff in the car on the hoverboard,
it wasn't raining yet. So.
It wasn't raining yet. Nope. The second it started raining, he was standing there without the board.
Yeah, the board was over by the sign. The
man,
yep,
man, those are such good movies.
Yeah, because it was after that was around the time that everybody was there to do the skit for ours taking over. Because then, like, the next thing we all recorded after that was everybody sitting in Bill's apartment after you two each got your own apartment. And we were, like, just kind of hanging out, like, everybody hopping in and out of the fucking two chairs that were there. Being like, oh, by the way, I'm fucking Spencer. I'm a new guy. And I'd walk up and I'd be like, hey, I'm Seth. I just pissed on my hands, man. You know, doing, like, stupid jokes like that. Yeah, you remember now?
Even back then, Seth couldn't control his dick.
Oh my god. No. It's never a good time for the story.
No, remember that's what's up. Episode 100 is the time of the story.
Oh. Hey, well, we filled out some time.
Now, but really, this has been a hell of an experience, honestly. I've learned a lot doing this. Like, and I actually believe that it kept the friend base stronger by continuing to do this over this time, because it wouldn't surprise me at all, because life gets this way. Everybody gets busy and everybody disappears. That's the way it is. But because we come here and do this, we've stayed way more consistent than I think most friend groups our age bracket.
I mean, honestly, I hate you guys just as much as I did 8 years ago, so it's fine.
Awesome.
Especially you, Bill.
I know, that's the best part.
I hate you the
it.
Most.
Yeah.
I
enjoy but
it.
Bill does speak
Shane,
some truth,
I hate
though.
You the least.
I still have, like, two of my bestest friends from high school that, like, I'll talk to, like, once in a blue fucking moon.
And then
you guys, I see, like...
jackasses from high school that you see every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was about to say, you jackasses I see every 2 weeks, except for last week when we did the movie review.
Fuck yeah.
And you're a completely different friend base than I had when I was in high school, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, we are people Shane would have never hung out with.
Actually, you guys are the exact kind of people I would have hung out with. My last group of friends.
All right, let's just say this. Shane, in high school, we would not have hung out with you.
No, I know, because I was the popular kid in high school.
Oh, shit!
It was more like you were the super
I believe
asshole.
That when me shit turns purple and expensive rainbow sherbet.
I was the star quarterback.
No,
I was a jock.
Yeah. No, you weren't.
Uh-huh, sure.
Shane, if you were that, then I was the god of the band geeks,
I also,
and I know that ain't right.
I got kicked off the team because of my prank with a bull. My friend jerked it off, and I got...
Okay, Jason, calm thine ass.
What is that?
What?
I think it's bullshit.
Oh, you mean like earlier when we were at Wendy's eating and it was like fucking Amanda bullshit. Goes, no, it's got to be on an English muffin. And I was like, first of all, that's not a muffin. Second of all, it's not even English. And you're like, well, then what is it? And I was like, it's bullshit. That's what it is. And you're like, all right, fair enough.
Damn it. That's what I forgot to do before I came over. I was going to eat, but I was running so fucking late. Because shenanigans and interdimensional time warps.
Half a blueberry Pop-Tart.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm hoping...
I'll just smoke another cigarette. It'll quell the stomach.
I'm hoping to turn this into a thing that we can do every 25 episodes where people can write in, say what they're going to say, and we can actually continue to get topics and whatnot for the show. Because I've been requested topics randomly and everything, and it's tough to keep up because sometimes I'm at work when I get these requests and I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, I've been asked to finalize my statement on the Sentai crossover Next Generation,
And I was like, I have no idea how to fucking make that work. And I've been asked twice now to make that work. And I'm like, I have no clue. Like,
looks like me and you are going to have to sit down and brainstorm, Bill, because out of the people here,
and
TNG is our speciality.
And with the whole Dune openings and stuff, I've put together a video for Sentai Power Rangers openings. But the issue is
we
the
do have
music.
The YouTube. Yeah.
We have the video ready.
YouTube.
We have the video ready. It's just a matter of figuring out what to do now.
Well,
but
how
to
we
do
could
it
always and just, you know, send an email to Saban and be like, hey,
I'm also
not looking for money because we can't monetize our shit
anyway.
Can we still use this?
Not just Saban, but we'd have to get a hold of Toei as well.
Yeah.
Now, on the Sentai
Toei's
review,
a bitch.
On the Sentai review, the Fandom Night group page, not the Fandom Night group page, the Sentai review group page for Facebook, I posted the old RP, all six episodes.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And I had people reading them that were honestly like, dude, this is fucking awesome. And I went through and read it myself, and some of it really was working. I debated doing it again, but I feel like the traffic would be something I couldn't control now. So I don't know, but I'm debating it. I thought about starting up a new RP called the Dimension Sentai, or Dimension Rangers, which is specifically a group led by the Green Ranger of Eltar, a.k.a. Zordon, who is from Reality 37.
Not to be confused with Reality
36. He is the same guy, but I explained in there, in that little backstory, that those tubes are interdimensional links, where he can use them to broadcast his image, and that's it. He can't actually hop dimension. He became an interdimensional being, but he can only jump through these vortexes, and only if there's a window, and it takes so much energy to operate that window that it has to be contained in that space, almost like a black hole. That's the reason that those tubes exist, and if you break one,
it fucks everything.
Yeah, it releases either the Z-Wave, or if something evil was in there, like they were trying to do, where they were trying to corrupt the vortex energy, if you'd have broke it, an evil wave would have shot through the galaxy. That's how I explained that. And I said that he has decided that the morphing grid is a form of energy that is nothing more than that. It's not good or bad, it's a form of energy. And that people are pulling from it. Sometimes it's a curse, and it destroys an entire universe. Sometimes it saves them. There's a ranger called the Xeno. He's calling himself Xeno Ranger, who stole a dimensional gear piece. And he's hopped dimensions. And what he's doing is he's destroying the access junctions to the morphing grid to disable the morphing grid in different dimensions. And that's what he's doing. He's hopping around. And a team is being assembled to go stop him, led by Eltar, Green Ranger.
Tommy.
No. The second guy who's
all
been
the Tommies.
The second guy who's been added to the team is Billy Cranston Gold, Reality 65.
Oh, I remember seeing that image you posted.
He received, because Jason was killed on his way to the command center, and Billy was too sick to inherit the power because he had that disease that was aging him, and they didn't know until they tried to give him the energy and he couldn't take it.
Because he was getting old.
Yeah, and they didn't know.
Real quick.
So he couldn't get it. Well, Jason dies on his way there. And the Rangers end up dying to that monster that the Gold Ranger took out because there was nobody to take the power. The Aquitar Rangers are called to the planet to try to quell it. They barely beat him, but they lose three of their own members. And they have to retreat from Earth because they don't have a force that can contend with the robot empire anymore, the machine empire. They retreat. Billy is put in stasis. And 15 years later, he's woken back up, and he's cured, and they give him the gold scepter, and the reason he's cured is because Zordon, the Green Ranger Zordon, ports into that reality and has the cure and says, this will save him. And they fix him, and when he comes out, he hands it to him, and he says, help me. So now there's two of them.
It's like, I fixed your shit, now you got to help me fix mine. Let's go.
And Billy says he'll help. but only if you take care of my reality first. I don't know these other realities. I'm not trying to be heartless, but I want to save Earth here first. And that was the first storyline. I don't know if I can run with it because I think the traffic will be extreme.
Or you do it with, like, specific people, have it branched off, and then once an episode's done, release the full blah thing.
I'm also under the impression, I don't know when or how I'll do this, but I'm thinking about bringing that card game that we used to play and recording a couple of the sessions in a type of Power Rangers RP battle, because I have the entire team and all the Zords.
Now we just need giant monsters. We have giant Venom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he moved there. But yeah, we have giant Venom. We have Gojira.
I have stuff sitting around here that could work for the game.
There's a
but
giant robot.
It's been a long time since we've done one of those. And I still have to work out the system for how the powers and things would work. And like
that was always the biggest pain in the ass for that.
I would have to write a card for each person. Then we'd have to figure out who was going to be who. And we'd have to record a session to see how it went. But there's a lot of things I'd like to do that I might do and I might never get to do.
Yeah. But that's just the way it goes with a lot of things.
Your spikes are low as fuck, guy.
Yeah. Well, remember, all of our shit got whipped around, and so, yeah, I forgot. Maybe I need to eat my mic a little bit.
So.
Anyway.
But, yeah. Anybody? Anybody else? Mm-hmm. Somebody?
Tommy
Anybody?
Oliver.
You're getting stared at.
Tommy what? Oliver.
Why?
Bueller.
What? So what's
Bueller?
Up, man?
Bueller.
Why are you staring at me?
Because I'm curious.
About what?
With all of this that's gone down, I've said all my pieces. I think I'm done.
Shane checked out a while ago.
Nick, he's
Nick
been
just
out
went
for
to
a while.
Go to the potty.
But
I'll be right back.
I mean,
our disembodied voice is sitting over here on his phone jamming. got that thump jam going.
But yeah, I was part of that RP thing that we were doing. I was being a White Ranger.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just trying it for a while, just giving it a shot, and then just backed away. I don't know if that... I think you stopped either after...
You stopped on episode... Right before episode 4 went under.
Okay.
We so made it to the end, or rather the middle of episode 6.
Okay.
Because it came down to where it was only me and Spencer.
But, yeah, something I was going to bring up is, you know, when I first got brought onto this group by way of Nick.
Yeah.
It's like, there was like so many topics that was actually already covered with this group that I wanted to be a part of, but couldn't go back and throw myself in unless, of course, I try to record audio to go over it or something. But, but yeah, me being here did help a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been nice to be able to shuffle some of it, because when this thing started, I basically did everything.
Yeah, I mean, even with my ideas that kind of worked and didn't exactly work, but with the Jabba Wrestling Corner that kind of works, and the Doctor Who thing that didn't really get anywhere.
No, we did what?
Repeat after me.
Episode 200
of the Sentai review
will be
a Fam Night cookout for everyone who can make it.
That's from Seth.
It's an idea.
Are we doing that at your place?
I ain't got a place.
That's gonna happen in the park in January. During the blizzard.
But yeah, I mean, when
well, hold on a second.
On the 33rd.
On the 33rd.
But when I got brought in, you know, the Jabba Wrestling Corner went through. We tried a few Doctor Who things that just more or less stayed there so far.
Yeah, because we didn't do too many of those.
Yeah, it was more or less the Doctor
me
special.
And you, and then...
That thing that I did with Shane and Greg by way of audio mixing and stuff. And
we just never got around to doing more.
Yeah. And as far as I know it, we might pick it up again some point for some other What's Up, or we might not, so.
Eh.
But in which case, you know, I try to throw around, when I do throw around, a few ideas that can help here and there. So
this show took off like crazy. The truth of the matter is that we've had other ideas. I wanted to start a Star Trek, but I don't know how I would do it, and I don't know when I would do it, and that's the biggest problem with it. It would be like who I could do it with and how long I could actually keep it going. And for a while, I had everybody playing the Star Trek Online, which was helping, because it was kind of creating the show. Got about 6 or 7 episodes in.
Oh, the Sons of Khan. Yeah, and then everyone just started falling off with it. And
then we
pretty much ran through most of a campaign.
A weird idea came into my head after talking about starting the Ruxpin Abridged. It's like, maybe I should have said Star Trek, the cartoon series Abridged.
I don't know if you could get away with it with the way Paramount is.
Yeah,
wouldn't be able to.
Unless I mixed the colors up or something.
But man, I would so parody the shit up out of that.
I would too.
I also thought about...
I would be more than happy to do a voiceover.
The original idea that I had for a parody, we can't do. I don't see how I would get it to work, but I was going to do my own version of Parody Rangers, where I was going to film us and use the Sentai footage. And I had one of the episodes worked out where we were all like, there's fucking monsters everywhere! And we're like running around and shit, and Shane's like, what about these things? The dude in the cup! Because I was going to make Zordon like a little bitty head in a cup. Like, he was literally going to be all like tiny and shit, and we were going to be like, is this really happening? Where he's like, guys, pay attention to me. He's in like a tiny glass.
Wait, episode 5 of that, but we would have had to do like, one of us gets super pissed off at Zordon, so we pour the cup out into a shot glass,
but,
and then we just crank up the pitch.
But what we ended up doing with the episode when it was all written out was that at one point we all end up outside. And we all run outside like, well, let's fucking fight these monsters if we're all badass. And we get out there and we're like, where are the monsters? And Shane's like, they went up on the roof. And I'm like, why the fuck did they do that? And he's like, I don't know why monsters do what they do, Bill. And so then he was gonna transform. And he's like, well, if they're on the roof, that's where we need to be. And I'm like, I can't get on the roof, Shane. You got a ladder? And he's like, we got this thing. And he was going to be like, fucking Mastodon! And he was going to jump up there, and then I was going to replay the same scene over and over and over again where Zach has that scene where he grabs a putty by the head, and he goes, yeah! And he flips the putty, and the putty falls down, and there's nobody else in the shot. And we were all going to be down there like, Shane! Shane, are they up there? And we just keep hearing, yeah! 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 God damn it! Yeah! And we were going to be like, what are you doing? I'm fucking fighting a putty! Well, it sounds like it's taking a really long time. I only know one move, Bill! Yeah! I'm just going to keep showing that. Then I was going to film like another scene where we build like a campfire, and we're all sitting out there hanging out. We're hearing, yeah! Yeah, come the fuck on. Yeah. And I was just going to end the episode like that, and we were never going to, like, the next episode would just start, and we'd act like nothing happened and keep going.
You know what would be funny? Is if those of us around the campfire would start doing, like, the row, 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 yeah. Your boat,
no
row,
shit,
gently
that
rowed.
See, but that's it. I never really built a collab for it or anything, and I have a feeling the second I would put in a Sentai footage, no matter how dubbed, we'd get fucking hit for it. But, I mean, everybody else, like, other people can do Dragon Ball Z and Naruto and all this shit, and...
Actually,
so,
you want to talk about dubs? What about that Dynaman that was on that Flight Night USA show? That was heavily dubbed and used 80s music.
Well, yeah.
Why the Black Ranger?
Because the only color in your wardrobe is black.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Shirt-wise,
me being his girlfriend, I can confirm this information.
So that's why you were going to be the black.
Yeah. That and because we had already decided that you were the black Jetman.
I hadn't decided
would
anybody's
rather die.
Color. I'd written one episode. I'd written one episode, and I wanted that joke in there because I always thought that scene is funny. It's in the first episode of Power Rangers. There's this one scene where Zach grabs a putty by the head, moves to the side, and then flips him. And I'm like, that would not defeat the putty. I'm sure he just got back up. So I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I made a joke out of that, like Shane knows one move.
Is there like, only one putty, or is there multiple putties?
No, there's a whole bunch of putties on the roof, but that one scene just shows him flipping that one putty, and all the other guys are just like waiting.
The whole freaking thing about me, you guys making a campfire in the back in the distance here, and you could have been like, "God damn it, Shane, hurry up!" I'm like, "You do something."
Well, why are you stop fucking sitting down there, fucking singing, row your boat. Come up here and help me. We don't know how the fuck you got up there.
I morph and jump. Morph and jump.
How does one morph? And we were just, that was going to be the whole show, was just fucking that retarded shit in a Sentai aspect.
Look at your coin and call that out what it is.
Well, I was about to say, knowing us, that would almost turn into that Pokemon skit that we were going to do. All we did is we filmed the test episode. We were getting ready to get costumes and shit, and all of a sudden fucking Smosh or whatever was just like, "I'm going to be a Pokemon trainer," and fucking walks up and has the one random battle, and it was like,
but see, with us, what hurt us was we didn't have any of the CGI stuff that we would have needed to make that episode work.
Yep, I climbed a tree and almost died for no reason.
And I didn't yet have the experience to do the things I can do. I could do that episode right now.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it back then. It was too ambitious for where I was starting out. We were on Windows Movie Maker, and I was doomed.
Yeah.
I could do it now.
Doomed.
I could take that old footage and add the Pokemon now. I couldn't do it back then.
Yeah, especially seeing as how we were just going to do, like, the old cardboard cutouts like it was the game.
But the Sentai stuff would have been different because it would have just been voice acting for any time we used Sentai footage. And all I would have used is, like, little pieces of Sentai footage in terms of making jokes out of it whenever I could.
Yeah. And now that me and Scotty are doing Ruxpin Abridged, we got that there voice acting shit down.
That one funny scene where it's supposed to be serious, but Tommy rolls down a mountain. I would just replay the rolling clip over and over and over again, and then I'd be called by Zordon in a cup, and Zordon in a cup would be like, "Your friend is in danger." And I'd be like, "What's wrong with him?" "He has fallen." "So he's dead? What? He's dead? No, why would you think that?"
"You said he's fallen."
"You said he's fallen. I know. What are we doing again?" "Your friend has fallen."
Get multiple shots of him falling and stuff.
And then he'd be like, "Oh, just watch the TV." I just turn the TV on, and I just loop that scene where he's like, rolling down the hill, and
like,
I have somebody be like,
"Where the fuck is he at?" Fucking Everest?
The scene just shows him roll through the frame, so I would just replay the rolling through the frame over and over and over again, and he'd be like, "Oh, yes, son of a bitch!"
Oh shit! And I'd be like, "Bill, never mind. It looked like he froze for a second."
And I'd be like, "When's he gonna hit the bottom? The cliff
was he frozen
is,
today?"
And he'd be like, "The cliff frozen is endless." Today. And I'd be like, "Oh, that sucks." And then on the TV, you hear him be like, "Oh, God, it's swishing around. It's swishing around."
Wait. Is there a way that we could actually
pull him
doing the tumble thing and just set it up where you can actually see an escalator? Perpetual fall escalator.
But I was just going to make it so, like, it's that retarded shit, like, "The cliff is endless." And I'd be like, "So how do I help him?" And he's like, "I really don't know.
Are you sure he's on the planet? Because last time I checked, hills end on this planet.
I just thought you should know.
It's a time vortex."
I'd be like, "Well, there's nothing I can do about it." "But you can."
"I can't. I'm interdimensional." Yeah.
He'd be like, "What am I supposed to do? Really? I'm a head in a cup."
It's a head in a cup.
And I was just going to play with these dumb ideas. I had, like, I had the first episode written, and I had, like, four other ideas planned out. And yet, I just, the thing that stopped me was I feel like if I did it, it would get tagged immediately episode one, and I'd waste days getting it off the ground. Because all the filming and stuff that we would have to do to make it work... For as simple as it is, even the first episode would probably take literally 2 days of solid filming, which we simply don't have that kind of time like we used to.
Nope. Yeah. Because child unit, everyone working, you working six fucking days a week. on thirds.
Yeah, right now, yeah. But that's it. I think this episode is done. I just wanted to let everybody know that I wish I could have done a lot of funny things, and there's still a lot more that we plan to do.
Technically, we can do funny things. We just have to, you know, get way more people into this. So start telling your friends, your family, your grandma. Get everybody in on this shit, and maybe then we can start making some goddamn money off this.
I mean, I could still make the episode where the guy falls down the hill. I'm sure I could do that in a single day hanging out here, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.